I can literally start immediately. How you like that, dude?
Oh, actually, this is good. You're going to like this. On the flight back, I sat next to a severely autistic man.
What?
Yeah. He was wild. He's Arabic.
Yeah.
Autistic man. That was like, as he was coming down the aisle, he was like, I heard him yell. He's like, somebody's in my seat. I was like, holy shit, who is this? It was so loud I could hear it over my music, and he was at the front of the plane. Took it out to watch him. I was the guy in the seat. And he was like, excuse me, you're in seat B. I am in seat B. And I was like, I think it's, and the guy in front of me was like, no, that's B. And I was like, all right. I was like, do you want to just sit there? And he's like, I can't, my luggage. I was like, all right, I'll move. I'll move. It's not a big deal. And I sat there the whole flight, dude. This guy was screaming.
What?
He got a sandwich. He was like, it's frozen. And the stewardess was like, it can't be frozen. I know it's not frozen. He's like, my sandwich is frozen. And she was like, everybody else ate their sandwich and it wasn't a big deal. He's like, maybe they ate frozen sandwiches. It was crazy.
He's an absolute hero.
He was a hero, but he was having fun. He was excited. Oh my God. Dude, he spent 45 minutes easily just up in the front with the stewardesses talking about planes and shit.
Jesus Christ.
And then he came back and sat next to me and turned on his fucking light. And it was first class, dude. You know me. You know me and the autistic dudes fly first. He had a spotlight on his fucking laptop for no reason. I was fuming.
Fuck, dude.
And then he was screaming, dude. Screaming the whole flight.
Dude, I saw the ultimate fat battle on a flight not too long ago.
Whoa.
Like, this lady was questionably should have paid an extra ticket in front of this other guy who was also a large dude.
Yes. You witnessed the battle I had that one time.
Dude, this was this was another level. He's geared up. A lady goes to try to put her seat back and he just goes... That might have been what the braces were for. Hits her with the fucking power fists. And dude. This lady's rocking him, trying to get back. Dude, he was like the whole entire flight. It was a 2.5 hour flight. He had one hand. He'd put his knee up. He would constantly switch. And he'd read a book with his other hand. And she would every now and again go like this. And he would just go.
And his oh my God.
Double fist. Dude, it was the best shit I've ever seen.
I have engaged in this battle. Not that hard though. I'll put a knee as hard as I can into the seat.
He held it, dude.
Occasionally.
She just never to give got him a back. Fucking... She never reclined. He held the wall.
That's
incredible. The whole flight, dude. And he would just go reading a book, switch hands, and then he would kind of loosen up and it would start to come back and he would just go bam.
Oh, dude.
Held it the whole time.
This is a
big dog, too.
That's fun to watch.
Dude, he was right next to us.
A big dog, a big female dog like that, she would not like that.
Oh, dude, she was furious.
They hate any inconvenience. Big fat one.
She probably couldn't breathe.
She probably couldn't breathe.
She probably had to recline to breathe.
Yeah, hunched forward.
Yeah, dude. That's right on your diaphragm.
And then bro holding the line, dude. No chance.
It was so fucking
perfect
funny.
Pass protect, by the way.
Oh, it was insane.
That's no lineman.
It was insane, dude. She never broke 90 degrees. He wouldn't give her an inch.
That's what like, it's about, dude.
Because they did come back.
It's a line of scrimmage. She was a nose guard. You saw a nose tackle versus a fucking classic tackle.
Dude. Wouldn't stop.
One on one.
He was even like holding his own next to the person next to him. He was like keeping airspace to the right, making sure he didn't get invaded to the armrest. He was fighting on two fronts.
Yeah. He was on the northern.
He was on the northern and the eastern front.
Yes.
Fighting two battles simultaneously.
It's crazy.
While reading a book. He was fighting leg space to this way and then being like, it was unbelievable.
I mean, I respect it. I get on there and I that's all I think about.
Some guys pay for first class. Some guys earn it.
True. First class isn't given, dude. It's earned.
It's earned.
And
dude.
That guy earned it.
He turned coach into Comfort Plus, dude.
Really? He's like, I want just Comfort Plus, $100? I got that. I'll save $100 and just create space, dude.
Yeah, we need to have talks about the professionalism in this environment.
What's going on with the guys?
It's insane, man.
All that matters is my nephew has this.
True.
That rules. This is real.
He doesn't have
fucking social media.
Nah.
He has that.
I mean, you could do that all day. Japan started making VCRs.
I knew he couldn't resist. I knew he couldn't resist. He heard the chatter start.
Doing a proper goodbye.
You're out of here?
Yeah. I'm going to need probably 8 or 10.
You need 8 to 10 tickets.
On Thursday night.
Okay.
Believe me, there are seats all over the place.
Sold out. It's sold. Pittsburgh Improv sold out, baby.
I told you guys.
No, they won't.
They did.
When?
They ticketed your car.
We parked. I saw him park the other way, so I parked the other way, and I said, Phil's going to come out, and he's going to say, guys, just so you know, your car's facing the opposite direction. They're gonna ticket the you. I've seen them ticket you.
I'd love to see them touch my car.
If those fucking dumb pigs come out, I'm going to push them. Phil, this house, we believe in science.
True. If I see blue lives around my car, Phil, I'm going to fucking go off.
Fuck the blue lives. Trump's a pussy. Phil.
They put the rumble strips.
Phil, Trump's a pussy.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit.
Oh.
Told you
oh,
both
that's
things.
So good.
How well do I know that man?
That's so good.
As soon as the red light comes on, he's got to be around the camera.
Oh, yeah.
He's a little glory hound, dude.
But, you know. Get on the track, baby. Get on the track. Damn. Here we go.
Tibble, don't show the world your dirty ass.
Show the
Watch
world
the
dude.
End there. I think he might have some shit on the back.
Yeah, I saw dried something over
Tibble's
there.
Tibble's been dropping vicious diarrhea. He's been sick.
I saw something clumped on the end.
Tibble's
kinda
not afraid to go outside and munch a bird and come inside and be sick for a fucking month, dude. Get out of here.
I'm just being like, listen, man, you're black as hell. Oh, Tibble, there's poop. Tibble, shit the rug. Yo, pan that and get that shit.
Tibble.
Pan that and get that shit.
Tibble, don't wipe your ass on the
Tibble,
carpet.
Dude, what the fuck, dude?
Guard dog, if you miss Tibble wiping his ass, we've got problems.
He might do a
Holy
little victory
shit,
lap. Damn,
dude. This cat is a fucking disgusting cat.
Just walks
dude.
Away like it's nothing, dude.
Oh, he's going. Dude, get him.
There he goes.
Oh. Tibble, clean up your fucking act, dude.
Unacceptable.
Shit on the floor. What? Dude, my parents hate this fucking cat.
Dude, I'm surprised they haven't gotten rid of it.
This is all he does.
That's crazy they keep it.
Bro, he's a wild animal.
Yeah, well, I see.
He literally, he's not close to domesticated.
I just shit on
the tears up, he tears up everything in this house.
What the fuck?
And then he goes out, they let him outside at night, and he just eats animals.
My dad would kill this cat.
Oh my God, I have to find this and give it to you. I'll show this to you. Brittany took a picture of me last night. I was by the bed. I'm always naked at nighttime. So she was like, go see if you can make Maya go to sleep. She's been waking up every night at like, dude, 12 o'clock, 11:30, just so that we have like a baby monitor. She took a picture of me through the baby monitor. I was naked, just sitting in there because I would like put her in the crib and I just sit in the chair. So, like, I'm next
so
to her.
So, through the baby monitor? So, dude. What is it, like night vision? It's probably like actually a scary photo.
Oh my God, dude, you're leaving Dunkles.
What the fuck?
Why are you
Dunkles? Because I was naked. I thank God I was holding my bird, dude. And she just snaps a picture of me Grinch bellied out. Fucking, I have like Grinch body to the max, dude.
Your body doesn't make sense, dude. I've seen you. Sure, I've seen
I'm
you,
telling
dude.
You, it's a bad angle, dude.
It's the craziest
night
angle.
Night vision adds like 30 pounds, dude.
Night vision adds giant tits, apparently. Show the fucking dude. You gotta see it. It's so funny.
It's not my true body, dude. It's not my
no,
true body.
No, don't show the camera. Why would you show them?
Like, we were already kind of in a
So you're just sitting in a rocking chair in your kid's room like that?
Yeah.
You're terrifying.
Why?
That's terrifying.
I'm trying to get her to go to bed.
You look like the witch from The Witch, dude. You look like The Witch.
I do.
Exactly like The Witch.
I look exactly
like
The Witch.
And someone's probably like, Matt, you're like, okay. What?
I mean, dude, night vision turns you into a creature, dude.
Night vision's actually
I've been working
creature.
Hard on my body, dude. I saw that. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah. Especially, dude, if you had a tenus in that, that'd be the worst photo of all time.
I mean,
yeah, you had a tenus sticking.
I did have a tenus in that. I was covering it. Let's be real. Yeah.
Even naked in the dark, I'll cover a tenus.
You have to.
By myself in a room, I'd still be like, well, no one sees this. Somehow. Hopefully there's not a night vision camera I forgot about.
No, that would be a good one to release, honestly.
That's important for the people to see that picture.
If there's any girls out there, they'd be like, ew.
Suddenly, I'm the heartthrob of the group.
Ew.
You know, Shane's not that bad. Did you ever see Matt naked? Last night, Phil had a couple cocktails. Me and him were sitting there, and he goes, now, Shane, you want to know something? And I was like, what's that? And he was like, now let's say Joe Biden dies in office. Who's next in line to be president? And I was like, Kamala Harris. And he was like, she was born in Jamaica. She can't be president. You know who's after that? Nancy Pelosi. That's what this is all about. And I was just like, Kamala Harris was born in Oakland. I was like, who told you that? And he was like, the shuttle driver on the way to the Mechanicsburg Club picnic. Oh, he was like, he just told me it. I was like, yeah, that guy just lied to you.
Your parents.
What about him?
God bless them, dude.
What?
Just
what?
A house of just two retarded boys.
Two?
Yeah, more true.
Like fucking four.
True.
The fuck?
Just coming down and be like, Dad, I spilled the cup of Hermes. And a brother across the room like, you can't spill the cup of Hermes. Just like, what the fuck?
That's brother stuff, dude.
I'm sorry, you're jealous.
I'm a lone wolf, dude.
I'm sorry, you're jealous.
I never got influenced by other men.
I'm a little more of a lone wolf.
I can't even imagine being influenced by other men growing up.
True.
I just became my own man.
Yeah, guided by your older sisters, dude.
Pussy. Yeah, boys.
I want to wish it on my worst enemy.
What's that?
Holy sisters. You gotta have the bros, dude.
No, I just had to. I had to make my own bros.
You were playing football like your life depended on it.
I was
the
bro ship.
The bro ship.
Absolutely.
On.
If I would have quit, I'd have no bros.
True.
You were the captain of the SS Bros.
That's why I became captain of the team.
Nice.
When you're a team captain. Now something like that. I'll be honest. Something like that drives me up a fucking wall. You're gonna
go. You were this close to my hand.
This close.
Now.
Right under you.
Look. If you guys don't want to do this, we cannot do this. I don't care. I got better. I have so much going on.
You attacked my family.
Fuck you guys' family, dude. So Phil's standing there. Phil's looking at his phone.
Yeah.
This is Monday Night Football, so he's got some bets coming in. He's got to take a look. Yeah. And I went behind him and went, go, Phil, what are you doing? And I grabbed his sides. He got so fucking pissed. I scared the shit out. I scared him so much that he elbowed my sister. And dude,
did he drop his phone?
No, he held on to it. But I've never seen someone spaz this hard. Dude, Phil spazzed. I go, Phil, what are you doing? He's like, God damn, you fucking idiot. Like, just, he fucking spazzed, dude. And then my mom was laughing. Me and my mom were laughing. He was like, you two fucking idiots. And then I was like, what'd you call mom? And he's like, I was talking to your sister. Like, while angry, he had to deflect. I'm airing my family out pretty hard on this, but it was Monday, which is when he definitely never drinks. Mm-hmm. He doesn't drink on Mondays.
Really?
So he's always so mean on Mondays. He's always so fucking angry. Yeah. And then he'll be like, oh, it's Monday, you're not drinking? He's like, yeah, that's it, Shane, sure. Yeah, it's because I'm not drinking, Shane. Asshole.
It's like, dude. It is a difficult realm. I see why dudes freak out.
Having one person tell me to do one thing, I'm like... Dude, I hate them. I wish they weren't in here. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Dude, it's crazy.
Oh, I had to get woken up at 8 a.m.
Who woke you?
Phil Pound. Dude, he pounds on the door like he's serving a fucking warrant. It's fucking crazy, dude. It nothing bothers me more. Doosh, doosh, doosh. Get up. That's how he fucking does it.
That's the best.
It's so fucking annoying, dude. Then I'm furious. And then my mom's yelling.
Jane.
She's like a cat, dude. She'll stand outside your door.
Jane. Jane. Come on, let's go.
Oh my God.
Gotta get moving.
Oh my God.
Shut up.
You're having like grade school flashbacks.
Dude, I had a wild night. She really sits outside your door and just goes,
Shane. Come on.
It just rubs the wall.
Let's get moving.
Oh my
let's God. Get moving.
I'm going just to go in the fucking the back. Get a lap dance, maybe or two. Then get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, but I've seen. Yeah, I've also. I don't know if you can imagine this, Matt, but Lewis is handsy. He's definitely
a butt pincher.
Yeah, handsy. He is.
You're aggressive.
It's like saying somebody at a carnival, like, oh, he rides the rides.
No. It's like saying a guy at a strip club is groping strippers. That's what it is.
Yeah, dude. You ask him.
Well, that's not his fault. That's the half Puerto Rican part.
Dude, groping, if you want to use the carnival thing, that's the equivalent of standing on the Gravitron. That's what you do. And everyone else is like, why is he doing that? And you're like, this is awesome.
Watch this.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, everybody wishes they were this cool. And everyone's like, no, dude, it's fucking weird.
You're standing on the ground.
It's playlist. Some of the funniest pictures on earth. They're so fucking funny.
The perfect analogy for getting hands giving you trip
club. Oh, man.
What are you doing? You're not supposed to do that. It's dangerous and inappropriate.
A part of me respects it. Cool, you're a douche for doing it. Hit me with a standing fucking gravitron.
So fucking funny, dude.
There you go. Notice everybody's away from him.
Please go for it. Oh no. Oh my god.
Yo, turn it down. Turn the fucking audio down.
It's not me, it's the video. My audio is
click on the video. You can click on the video's audio.
I did. It's down three quarters of the way.
Alright, my bad. Oh fuck that picture, dude. Click this picture.
The fucking man.
Look at the guy next to him. Look at the guy next to him.
Like, what the audio listeners, if you don't know, on the ride, the gravitron just spins like really fast, and essentially you stick to a wall with like a, you know, and there's it's
hold on,
only
keep going, Lewis. Keep trying to explain this.
Fuck.
Is Phil still together? What we should do is before Phil gets the night before Phil gets there, we should choreograph a dance.
We should
us and the rest of the house should choreograph. Figure out a
jump
long,
out the window.
And when Phil comes in, don't say anything to him. But while we're all chilling, hit play on tonight's gonna be a good night.
Oh my!
And each one of us. We should
use that trip as an opportunity.
Phil would sit there like an old man and just be like, he would be like, okay.
Oh fuck! No,
Phil's. This will be rough. Isn't gonna go well.
You know, you think so? He's gonna be partying hard. He's gonna be chilling at the beach. How many days is he gonna be down there for?
I think three.
Dude, is he going for the latter half? He's gonna tag me out.
Yeah,
I'll be there for. Oh, dude, this is gonna be one of the nicest. Your dad's gonna be very fond of this. I'm telling you, man, this is
with Spud.
Yeah, dude,
Phil
love
and Spud might be the weirdest
he's
combo.
Love Spud.
Spud's gonna hit him with a story, and Phil's gonna be like, "This guy, Shane, your friends are weird."
Oh yeah,
Spud's hit me with stories where I've been like, "Oh my god, dude, what the fuck?
What's up, bro? What's happening?
What's going on here, Matt?
Chilling, dude. Just fucking, you know.
What's all this mumbo jumbo you've gotten yourself into, dude?
You talking about my sebzi, bro?
What is this?
It's my sebzi. It's a ceremonial hash pipe from Morocco. It's not a big deal, dude. We've obviously. Dude,
you seem to be making a big deal out of it.
I'm not making. I'm just setting it out, dude. Ceremoniously, it's a nice piece, dude. I just want to show it off, you know.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. I don't like it.
Some of us prize fast cars, dude. It's just this is my stuff. This is what I ball out.
What
on.
Is this?
The fucking high spirits, dude. Key of G minor, 432 hertz. Seat on the insignia, rainbow moonstone with the exact ripple that 432 makes on water or sand. I'm fly as hell, dude. You hate it.
What is what is the top there?
This piece is called the fetish. This is what gives it its voice. So if you were to slide this thing back, it would throw off the whole sound. It has to be placed in the proper place.
Mm.
Billy was talking some mess about my flute.
I heard you got yours off Amazon.
Not Amazon. It's from High Spirits. It's a reputable dealer.
I heard it was a colonial.
Dude, here's the thing.
I heard it was a colonist flute.
I try to engage in wrong speech where I harm other people in their businesses. So.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to put down the man's business.
Oh, his business.
You don't want to put down a colonizer's business.
He's thriving. Yeah. The whole thing started because.
Well, did they run off the real Native Americans that made those?
No, not at all, dude. They're probably working tandem with Native artists. But Billy and I was teasing him because we all went to this place in Florida. And like, dude, I want to crush this lady. She has like a little trading post. It's cool. She's a nice lady. I picked up a flute there. Mine was in the mail. So I'm like, oh, let me hear his voice. I wasn't really digging the sound. And that's all I said. Spud got one, and I was kind of like, yeah.
He picked up a bad flute.
It's a decorative piece. It's a beautiful piece, but it's more of a decorative piece. That's what I was trying to tell him.
This needs to stop.
What?
Whatever this character is. This is one of my least favorite characters.
This is one of my least favorite characters.
I want to do a cover. This lady has a...
Dude, why are you doing this to me?
What are you doing to what?
You know you're doing this to me.
I'm not.
Why are you doing this to me, man? I was just saying how good things were. Things are good.
I'm saying they're trying to say that's a colonizer flute. That's a cover, by the way, by I believe.
By you.
That is a. I don't want to steal credit for that tune.
That was a cover.
That's a borrowed tune. Yeah, that's "Dancing Moon" by Purnell. Purnell's a beautiful artist, dude. How are you talking about? I'm doing this to you, and I'm glad
you're doing this on purpose.
Things have been great. What are you talking about, dude?
You're doing this on purpose.
What? Cop the
trying
flute?
To sabotage our lives.
How?
Dude, getting into bullshit.
What are you talking about? Dude, it's a beautiful instrument, man.
It is.
It's an inlet. This is a pentatonic minor scale. So
can I hold it?
Yeah, dude, please. Let me. Here.
Get the spit out.
Get the spit out of that. Dude, hold
wow.
that thing. Feel the power.
You're right.
That thing's beautiful, man.
It's lighter than you'd think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Man. That is nice, a beautiful man. Piece here, the leather.
Dude, I'm dead. I've been genuinely worried about someone smashing this thing.
Really?
Between you and Brittany, I have two strong contenders for flute breakers.
Who's going to break it? Brittany's going to break it.
She kind of likes it. I've actually turned her around.
She's trying to trick herself into saying she likes it.
She was in the bathtub and I was playing downstairs. She's like, dude, I was about to fall asleep. It's you can't. It's 432 hertz, dude. Now that I can carry a tune on it, if you're taking a bath and you hear that drone in below you, the floor below, you're just kind of like, oh, man. I go on my roof deck at nighttime and just put a blanket and just fucking wail so hard on it. And dude, it's.
This can't be. You cannot be doing this.
Yeah. So, like, no one can see where it's coming. No one can see where it's coming from. So people are just probably walking their dog and they're like.
Let me hear it again.
Dude, so you're walking your dog down the street and you hear this in the distance. Just
you like the end.
Oh, you got
figured out how to do the end.
Dude, I might start getting up first thing in the morning, hitting people with one of these. Sorry, that's not good. Sorry, guys. I have too much spit in this moisture barrier. There we go. Early in the morning. But dude, it's nothing personal. This is a hobby I'm into, dude. It's nice. I'm not going to have it every single time. I wanted to show it to you.
Where does it come from? What tribes? What are we talking here?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't done my due diligence, dude. I'm more of a musician. You know what I mean? I'm a music guy. So it's
oh,
like,
no, dude.
What?
You're dark chocolate also.
Dude, I'm more of a musician.
What are you doing today?
What are you talking about, dude? I'm here at Sunday.
This is out of control. Now, what's going on with that pipe?
Got me out
like
here on a
Saturday. See you smoke that pipe.
Patreon, I'll save that.
You're gonna save drugs for the Patreon?
Yeah, I'll probably have to, you know. But I'll need total silence. So if you guys would respect, the
why?
Space. Well, it's a ceremonial pipe, dude. I can't smoke it amongst chatter. I mean, I'll go outside if I have to.